morning.
Yeah, hello. It's Richard Grunhuso calling. I'm doing a charity walk from Victoria to Far North Queensland.
Well, you're lost.
I'm lost.
Hey, you know there's things called planes now and trains. You could have even taken a standard white taxi or a silver top from Victoria.
I could have, but no, I thought economy prevails, so I thought I'd walk.
Oh, good on you, mate. Now, I have heard about this, the walk for water. Why are you doing it, Richard?
To raise money for clean water projects overseas. So far we've raised money for a couple of projects that started last week and this week in Uganda.
Yeah.
For a couple of villages with 920 and 960 people.
Yeah.
So they're absolutely wrapped.
Oh, I bet.
I'm hoping to get another two or three wells in by the time I finish the trip.
So people can come and see you. Where are you right now?
Right now I'm about 10 kilometres from town.
Yeah.
So coming from the south, so heading into Townsville.
Oh, good for you, mate. Now, what are you near? Just look around you and describe the area for me.
I've just seen a turn off here. It says Townsville Correctional Centre Farm. That's where I am.
Hey, you would have just seen, you'll see my face on the big billboard shortly. That's enough to make you turn around and go back to Victoria. Now, mate, can people stop and give you a few quid?
If people would like to donate, I'd really love it if you go to the website, which is walkforwater100.com.au.
Oh, good on you, mate. What about stories? You got any interesting stories?
I've had some rippers. Because I've been travelling the coast, I've had plenty of river crossings. So I've got the inflatable Toys R Us kayak in the back, backpack.
Yeah.
So I've had to cross quite a few creeks, and you can imagine it's could have comical music in the background when that's there.
And my people have been friendly, no doubt. As soon as you hit Queensland, we're the friendliest state in the universe.
It has actually been. People are really, really friendly. And I'll have to agree with that one.
Good on you, mate. Well, we think you're amazing. Welcome to paradise. You're walking past the correctional centre now. goodness me. Don't turn left. Now, really important is we've got a water problem here as well. Perhaps you could walk back to Sorrento in Victoria for our water.
I could indeed. I've got a couple of litres in the back that I can clean up when I get there.
Richard, welcome to our city. We look forward to meeting you. What time you reckon you'll be in Townsville?
Around about 11, between 11 and 12, I'd say.
Mate, from all of us, welcome.
Thank you. And if anyone wants to donate, walkforwater100.com.au. That's awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Dolbeg.
I thought, well, the reason I asked was more because I thought maybe I've been saying it wrong for the last 12 weeks.
So you were concerned that you had mucked up.
Well, we needed to clarify.
So. We all do it. So don't worry about that. Dolbeg.
We do have some great pronunciations
we
here.
We do.
Anoonbar, I hear a few variations of.
Yeah, Guru is, it's all of four letters.
Yes.
That news guy that called through it, Guy Roo. That time. We do. But we're forgiven. As long as we muck it up once and then
Corrected.
And it's easy. There's so, like Garawalt. There's so many that you can, like look at Italia.
Yes. Well, that's an even one that everybody says differently all the time. Some people say Idalia, some people say Idalia.
That's true.
What is it?
Ingham. No, it's true. Because early in the piece.
Okay.
No, true. The Italian migrants would call it Ingham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. And my lovely girl's Greek mum called it Ingham.
Oh.
And I remember a lady 35 mango seasons ago used to call from Ingham and she was a born and bred.
Yes.
And would ring up and say hello, what was going on in Ingham.
Oh, well, as a former grey ham, I can relate. I used to get that a lot
did
at
you?
School. Yes. Well,
did you get grey ham?
Just more kids teasing
you
me.
Didn't.
But yeah, grey ham. But I think it was just kids being kids.
Kids being kids. We know. What's the worst one? What's the hardest one, do you think?
What do you mean?
Well, suburb that is easily mixed up.
Oh.
There's one particular one. Starts with B.
Burdell? No, I don't know. What?
Yes, yeah, that way. The Bowley.
Oh, the Bowley.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You know, like that's
the bowl.
That's a beauty, the bowl.
The bowl of Bowley.
And why call a suburb, put the
yes.
in front of it.
Mm.
It was named after a bloke. Don't ask me any more.
I'm sure other people have some ideas as well.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of tricky ones that catch people up when they move here.
Oh, yes. Let's not even mention where the boroughs come from Munding.
How are you going, Pricey?
Good, mate. What's going on?
Oh, see how good you are with Known North Queensland.
Oh, not very. I'm not quick about anything. All right, go on.
Where's the fastest flowing river in the Southern Hemisphere?
The fastest flowing river in the Southern Hemisphere?
It's in North Queensland.
Oh, goodness me. It's not the Herbert, is it?
You're out by a couple hundred Ks.
I'm out by a couple of hundred Ks. Okay. Up yeah, Daintree Way, is it? Let me...
You're going south.
It's south. You said North Queensland.
Yeah, well, we're part of North Queensland.
Okay. Not the Herbert. Goodness me, the fastest flowing.
Yeah, with Sundays.
What is it? No, actually, I might leave it just there. Just hold on, mate. Does anyone else know the fastest flowing river in North Queensland? Yeah.
Hey, Pricey, it's the Don.
How do you know?
Because I go over it every night.
Yeah, but how do you know it's the fastest flowing? I know the famous Don River, the Don River Bridge there in Bowen. How do you know it's the fastest flowing, though? Because it hardly ever flows.
I know, but when it is, though, it's got the biggest drop because it runs from the top to the bottom so quick and it's the smallest amount.
Wow. So I didn't realise that. You're right. Well done. Is the Don River Roadhouse still there? It is, isn't it?
It sure is. The Royal Don, yep.
With the big wagon wheel out the front?
Oh, I don't know if it's still got the wagon wheel there, but it is there.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.